Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for being here this morning. Yep, we're not quite there yet, but I smell it. This part of the program is brought to you by Indeed.com. And you know what else I smell is a pool party.
Yeah.
You know how pools have that special smell? We're heading up to Sonoma next week. We're going to do a live secret show on Wednesday evening, followed by a killer pool party. Oh, yeah. And then on Thursday morning, a week from today, we'll be doing our show live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. That's open to the public. You can come to the live morning show broadcast, but you have to win your way into the secret show on Wednesday night, and you've got your chance to do that right now. Starting with caller number 9, we'll take 10 callers. You have to be over 21, and we'll give you tickets to our live secret show and the pool party next week. 800-400-3697. And thanks to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. That place is beautiful. This is our third year going back there.
Michelle Heston.
Yeah. Love Michelle. They got a great boutique there. I'm going to buy all my clothes for the year.
The restaurant's on.
Oh, my God. The restaurant's so good.
Are we all gathering?
We have to. Let's do that. Let's have a dinner.
Wednesday night.
It's a lot of people, so we'll talk about that
later. It is a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It is okay.
A lot of people's good.
We're going to work it out.
Yeah. You're the best.
Well.
You're our people. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Vinny and I both love to read. It's if you listen to the show at all, you've heard us blathering on about whatever book we're reading. And right now we're reading Ready Player One. Well, I'm rereading it, and I must have texted you three times. Where are you now? Where are you now?
No, it's cool, and I appreciate your excitement, and I really love the book. But the thing is, here's the rub about science fiction. Okay. Can you call it that?
Sure.
It's interesting and fun and a great read, and yet some of that smacks of truth, and I fear it. Like, as you're reading, you just go, God, are we headed towards this?
We are headed toward that. 90% of that book happens in virtual reality.
He does the way that story goes. It's not you're already in outer space. It's that weird mix between we're still here and Earth's not great and everyone's lives are better in this virtual world.
Right, where so everyone basically lives.
That's where they want to be.
Right.
So they just
well, they're awesome there. You know,
I guess.
It's beautiful. It's not polluted. They've got all their... They look however they want to look. They've got all their friends there. You actually, as you're reading that book, you forget that it's a virtual world. This is the world that he's... It's almost jarring when they refer back to him, you know, in his gloves and helmet, like, wah! Freaking out about something in his little hideaway.
So I haven't gotten that far yet, but as I'm reading it, it's definitely... All science fiction smacks me that way. It's mm-hmm. because some of that stuff has predicted things that we do.
Oh, absolutely. I think that, what do they say? Life imitates art?
Correct.
So you know, things that were written about for early sci-fi are already things that we totally take for granted.
Some
right.
way, shape, or form
right.
have.
Yeah, I mean, iPhones are total sci-fi from not that long ago.
Right. No, it's good, though. I'm really excited, and it's trippy. I needed to, for some reason, I couldn't visualize the stacks.
Oh.
Which is the thing that you do when you read books, is you need to have the
right.
that sort of in your head. So I went and looked it up to get an idea of what that, and now it's so much easier for me to understand.
Right. So these stacks that everyone lives in are basically, they're scaffolding that have a platform every 10 feet or so, and on each of those platforms is an RV or camper. This is what people are living in, and they're 22 stacks, and they're crammed
They've
into these.
They've taken mobile homes mm-hmm. and piled them tall. Mm-hmm.
On top of each other. And sometimes three families live in one mobile home.
Yuck.
Like, it's crazy how awful Earth is in this.
The the part, I'm still in the beginning, but the part of the book talks about how we've, you know, ruined the earth and we've used up all the oil and we have a major energy crisis and it's, this is what we're dealing with now and that's what's happened. These stacks have become where people live and right. poverty is everywhere.
And they're rife with, you don't have anything of value on your person at any time because if you live in the stacks, you're going to get rolled pretty much every day.
Are people working and how are you getting food?
The government issues some kind of a food voucher. Mm-hmm. And so people can get food. People do try to work. There are some jobs, but obviously, you know, they're talking about how they're 30 years into this depression and things are not looking good.
See,
things
I haven't gotten that far yet. So the part I'm reading is this sort of, it's pretty bleak for this character, but I felt like, or I have an impression that there is still wealth. He's just not part of that.
Oh yeah, right.
So I haven't gotten to a part where they've talked about other people who have money or whatever. But it's bleak what you're reading about there, and he's not telling you that to make you think it's bleak.
No,
he's
just
telling you the story.
And this is all he's ever known. He's like a high school senior as the book starts, and it's, you know, this is. He actually goes down and talks to this old, did you meet that old lady that lives a couple floors below, mm-hmm. a couple stacks down from him? And he's like, oh, what were the 80s like? You know? Like, and she tells him about how, there was water. We all had plenty to eat. It was crazy. You'd walk around, smell flowers.
Vinny, I looked up stacks.
Yeah, it's trippy.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Ready Player One is the book. I'm reading it for the first time.
And it kind of came back onto my radar because it's about to be a movie. And did you say Spielberg was going to do this?
Yes, I believe we read that yesterday.
Right. And that's, I believe,
this
right
year?
Around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're looking for a great... listen, I loved it. And I think for people our age, there are so many 80s... Like, it's sort of about the 80s kind of coming back.
Already, the references make me giggle.
They're just... It's hilarious.
Because they're everywhere.
Right.
Dancing with himself, as they say. I'm like, oh, Billy Idol.
Sarah, I think the movie's out next year, though.
Oh, darn it.
Oh,
when?
Yes. Next, all I'm seeing is 2018.
All right.
Well, listen, it's around the corner, and the book is a great read. Like, it's just, it makes me, some books just get you.
Makes me scared for my kid, but sure.
Sure. Well, she'll be around in 2045 for sure. TV, Downton Abbey. Some of the best TV ever.
Is it?
Oh, my God, it is. Actually, they were saying that, it's in like 150 countries. I'm sure I'll get to this here somewhere. A Downton Abbey movie is in the works. Production is likely to begin in 2018. This is an NBC Universal executive speaking yesterday. He said that they hope to assemble 20 cast members from the popular TV series. There's a movie in the works. It's been in the works for some time. This was, in Singapore. They were doing a red carpet event for Downton Abbey. The exhibition features costumes, locations, never before seen footage, and so that's open in Singapore. And they were talking to this guy. He said, "We're working on a script, getting the script right, and then we've got to figure out how to get the cast together because, as you know, people go and do other things. But we're hopeful to make a movie sometime next year." Some cast members were at the exhibition and said, "Oh, I didn't know about this." There's the girl who played Daisy, who is like the kitchen cook assistant. Mm-hmm. She said, "Oh, well, you've got confirmation before us. We have no idea if that's happening. But we'd all love to be part of the film if it were to happen, for sure." And the lady who played Lady Edith Crawley, poor Edith, although in the end, she says, "Well, tell my agent because we're still waiting to know. We're hoping it will happen soon." The writer and creator, Julian Fellowes, said he hoped a film would be made. "I think we've got a film in us. I hope it happens." It concluded in 2015. It portrays the lives of the aristocratic Crawley family in England and their servants among the backdrop of like the sinking of the Titanic and World War One. And it's become, here it is, one of the most popular TV shows in the world, airing in at least 150 countries. People love it.
Do you fear the Entourage letdown?
I do. But I'll still go see it.
Okay.
For sure. But yes, Vinny, you know, it's got to be some epic thing.
Entourage, the movie, bombed, wouldn't you say?
Uh-huh. Well, I went and saw it, and it was like, oh, a little more of that. But it just wasn't... It was nice to have another taste of it, but...
Yeah, I still like all the guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But it gave me what I thought it would.
And on the other end of the TV spectrum, Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, okay.
Absolute trash TV. What happened on the set this month brings up a question. What rights do these reality show contestants actually have? I mean, do they sign away literally everything in order to be on these shows? And the
Don't
answer
they?
Is pretty much yes.
Yeah, they're interchangeable. They'll just get someone else right. who's star-craved.
Right, starved for stardom. So when you go on one of these shows, you pretty much sign it all away. CNN got a hold of the Bachelor in Paradise contract. And it is pretty one-sided. In a nutshell, it basically says they can portray you however they want. They can manipulate reality, edit footage to create situations that never happened. Contestants have to deal with the fact that their portrayal could be disparaging, defamatory, embarrassing, or an otherwise unfavorable flavor. They can film you naked if they want to, and they're not liable for really anything that can happen to you, including injury, emotional trauma, or, and this one is relevant right now, unwelcome/unlawful contact or other interaction among participants. That is in the contract.
What if they kill you on camera?
You may be able to fight that one.
All right.
And actually, we will find out how binding a contract like that it can be, because this chick, Corinne, who was the reason that the production was shut down, something that went on with her and this other contestant, you know, got enough complaints.
DeMario Jackson.
She is suing the production, and so we'll see if they can, if they just walk into the courtroom and go, see this thing she signed? That's in it.
I don't think that holds up.
I kind of feel like
I bet
you're
you
right.
There would be some kind of way for a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
To say, what about a good Samaritan law? You're watching a crime happen and taping it, and you did nothing?
Right.
You didn't reach out your hand to help someone who was drowning when you were there and could help?
Right.
That's right. No contract is going to stand up against just being a human being and making sure someone you are watching
right.
is okay. I mean, if any one of those people filming were my kid, and I don't know what happened, I don't know this right. chick's story. She does seem to be out for trouble. But if my kid were, I'd be like, I'm so disappointed. Like I failed you, for you to not think I need to help somebody here.
Right.
And you know, we'll figure out how to finish the show later. We'll come
humans
up with a bit
first,
for that
show.
Don't you think?
I do, Vinny, and I mean, I do think it'll be interesting for this to go to court and to see if it gets upheld or not. I agree with you. I think, and you make a perfect point. Like, wouldn't a good Samaritan law trump this? Wouldn't just
or some law like that? I don't know if
being
it's a good
human
Samaritan,
being.
Yeah.
No, but that's. I think that's a great poll. That's exactly how you would argue it if you were a lawyer. Is this enforceable? Come on.
I don't think it is.
Right. Well, we'll find out, and it'll be mildly
But that said, another lawyer could just come across and say, what about your personal responsibility? How many drinks did you have?
Right.
Are you an alcoholic, or did you just get trashed to be a star on TV?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's for
sure. So that
sure.
you would lose your inhibitions and do stuff you normally wouldn't do.
And I hate to say it, but the fact that she's suing this production is going to bring all of her past behavior. You know, this is what happens to victims and why a lot of times they don't come forward, because she's going to be portrayed as a bimbo and a slut and a floozy who goes on TV and gets wasted and does stuff. I mean, they've got footage of it.
Right.
This is her MO. And so it's going to be interesting. It'll be mildly interesting, Vinny, and
I'm
sure we'll follow every minute of it.
And her boyfriend's sticking by her, right?
He is. Actually, he's my next story here. His name is Jordan Gielczynski, or something close to that.
That's the one she cheated on?
Yeah. Corinne's boyfriend.
Gordon, huh?
Yeah. Jordan.
Jordan.
Did I say Gordon?
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. We'll call him Gordon if you want. I don't care. He's super doofy looking. Which has no bearing on this story whatsoever. So he, Jordan, does not believe that she cheated on him, and he does not believe the Warner Brothers investigation was kosher, and he will not dump her. Here's a picture of him.
Will this be televised?
I doubt it.
Why?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't it?
Because that would just be too juicy. I don't know. Jordan, the boyfriend, has made it clear to friends he believes Corinne that she was in a blackout state when she had oral with DeMario Jackson in a swimming pool during the first day of Bachelor in Paradise filming.
This guy gets her, huh?
I know, huh?
All right.
Maybe he's just super smart and great. There's got to be something.
Nine? Is it nine?
Jordan claims he's spoken to...
He knows.
I don't. Oh. Now I'm with you. Everyone listen to yesterday's Secret Show. Jordan claims he's spoken to several cast members who back her story up. He thinks Warner Brothers' investigation was a whitewash so that the show could resume filming. Multiple people who've seen the video do say that Corinne seemed fully engaged in the pool and at no time does she seem out of it. TMZ reports that Corinne made some kind of deal with Jordan, the boyfriend, that she wouldn't have sex with anyone on the show, and he thinks that the swimming pool incident doesn't count because she was drunk out of her mind. He's also suspicious because he says Corinne's lawyer has not been able to see the tape, but it was shown to DeMario, Jackson's attorney, supposedly. And Warner Brothers is saying that they're not sharing the video because she's threatened legal action. So, love is blind. Here's a picture of them walking down the street together.
Well, if they're going to introduce it into evidence, then it's going to get shared at that point.
It is, right. We learned that from the Lincoln Lawyer books. And Law and Order, I'm sure.
Law and Order, every episode for 20 years.
The Discovery.
That was my thing.
Of evidence.
So I'm reading about Jordan, and apparently... I don't know if you've reported this, but he and Corinne were engaged.
I did not. Funny that he would let her go on Bachelor in Paradise.
And they broke the engagement so she could go on Bachelor in Paradise.
Hmm. All right.
Well, they're still together. Maybe it is platinum.
Oh, you think that she can get away with anything.
She can do anything because she'll let him back at it once in a while. DeMario Jackson, the other guy who was in the pool, the guy who was in the pool with Corinne on Bachelor in Paradise, he is done with the show. There was some rumor that he'd been asked to come back because they're going to resume filming. Mm-hmm. Sources close to him say he's suffering from anxiety over the scandal. After living under a cloud of suspicion for a week, he started seeing a therapist. He's upset because his name will now forever be linked to a sex scandal. Even though they concluded he did nothing wrong. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
That was going to be my question. So... none of us have seen the video, including you, but is the story goes that these two were hooking up. She's saying I was blacked out. He's saying I just thought we were.
Yes. She seemed lucid. And
she
we've
never
heard
said
that.
No.
She didn't say
she
no.
Saying,
and she
please
was.
Don't.
She took off her clothes. It's, you know, I just was going with the flow.
Okay.
Someone just said a link. Sent a link to an article from the Daily Mail that says she hooked up with three other guys the same day.
Oh, for God's sake.
And looks like it was making out. Nothing
more than that.
Well, of course not.
Who knows? Really?
Anyway, DeMario saying he's done. He wants to ditch reality TV for a career as an on-air personality. So.
Where?
Look, it doesn't say where.
All right.
LA, I guess? I don't know.
On what air? What is he talking about?
The Han Solo movie.
Oh, yeah.
It is looking like it's going to be Ron Howard who takes up the director reins.
Oh.
We heard yesterday that during some kind of dispute between the two directors and the screenwriter, who has quite a bit of say, it would appear, the two directors said, we're done. And now it looks like Ron Howard's going to direct it. This is not confirmed, but that's what it's looking
like. You know what's weird about that, though? The two directors that just left wanted to make the movie funnier.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument was, no, we want you to follow the script, but Ron Howard has comedy chops.
Mm-hmm.
Arrested Development was his.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have to come in and play it straight.
Right.
Which I guess he can do. He did Cocoon, right?
Yeah. Well, Cocoon was
Yeah, but he
funny.
Also did. Did you see Rush? That was an amazing movie. No one saw it, but it
Rush.
Was an incredible film.
Is that the piano one?
No, Rush is the race car movie with
Thor.
No. I'm thinking of Jeffrey Rush, who starred in Shine. Shine?
Right. Shine, Rush, Shine.
Mm. There's not a lot of information known about this. They're calling it an untitled Paramount project. There's some speculation that it'll be an action film. Some people are saying it may even be a spinoff for Transformers.
Solo?
No, this is a
we've moved
next
on.
Story.
Oh, okay.
Next story. This is an untitled Paramount project that's going to be shooting in San Rafael at Peacock Gap. there's a neighborhood up there, surrounds like a golf course, and they're going to, I guess they've already started building sets. It's about a $100 million production. They're going to shoot a major Paramount picture up there. I know. This is someone from the California Film Commission. They wanted something where they could have space for a 20-foot-high character, which would confirm the Transformers spinoff
That's
thing.
That's kind of great news, right? Yeah. Get Bobineau on the phone.
Bobineau.
Is he the casting guy?
Well, he probably will be if it's up here.
I don't know if he's still doing that or if he sold off his business. I was thinking about him a couple weeks ago. He was very nice.
The casting agency is still there.
Bobineau?
Yeah.
So the preparation for shooting this new project was expected to start this past Monday. I guess somebody spotted a Paramount Studios passenger cargo van with a Brighton Falls, that's apparently the movie's working title, at some grocer in Malibu. But they're saying it's going to be Peacock Gap in Marin County.
All right.
So I'm sure that they were looking everywhere, Bolinas, Inverness, Point Reyes, they were, you know, for locations in Marin County, and they settled on Peacock Gap. They're building a set, according to this. So
there'll be a lot of extra work for people around
here. Looks like
it.
Well, and just kind of cool to... I love seeing San Francisco and the surrounding areas in movies. I just think it's so
beautiful.
When
they're not sinking the bridge, yeah
that is
great.
Disturbing. It was 2 years ago that pretty much every movie had the Golden Gate Bridge being destroyed.
Right.
It's confirmed. It is Ron Howard. It's
everywhere. This is
he's gonna do the Han Solo.
Great.
The problem
now
is
now Princess Leia is gonna have red hair because Bryce Dallas Howard just got hired. Super.
His last film was horrible. I forgot he directed it.
Ron Howard's?
It's a movie that Bryn and I reviewed called Inferno.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, the Dan Brown book.
Yeah. Coming up at 9:15, you guys are reviewing The Big Sick.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I'm going to fill the gap between now and your movie review with nonsense.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I don't have any.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's 8:37. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Destination races. Napa to Sonoma Wine Country Half Marathon on Sunday, July 16th is sold out. Can't buy your way in. It's a popular half marathon. It starts at Quezon Winery. I'm sure I'm butchering that.
No, you got it.
Quezon.
This just in. You nailed it.
Okay, great.
Good job.
Just a lot of vowels in a row. And finishes in Sonoma Plaza with a post-race wine and music festival. And right now, if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697, you can win a pair of registration packets to this sold-out half marathon. So if you felt bad because you were shut out, call now, 800-400-3697. I'm sure they would love to have you in their half marathon up there, the Napa to Sonoma Wine Country Half Marathon, Sunday, July 16th. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
Wait, people are saying, how come Dublin is getting all the love?
Because it's Dublin. Hello, what, Dublin.
What are the other two? San Jose and what?
Burlingame.
Oh.
See, you didn't even know.
Burlingame!
And Dublin!
You know what happens? Now Dublin's like, oh, great. My two sisters have to get some, too. So now no one's going to get any.
I have an idea.
Oh, yeah.
What is
if
it?
If you change the order every time you say it, then we'll know to shout out the last one you say.
Okay, let's try and mix it up.
Go ahead.
Have
Vinny read the tag, and then
he'll say Dublin, Burlingame, and San Jose.
Okay, so go ahead, Vinny.
No, you're not understanding me. Dublin right now is going, you mother bleepers, Burlingame and San Jose.
We
can't have
special.
a little teeny thing. Yeah.
It's like the .com. It's just because it's at the end of the tag, and so we just weirdly have glommed onto it.
So no, .org isn't mad. .net isn't upset.
Well, they, you know.
You're funny.
Speaking of, let's get started. Oh, by the way, the NBA draft is tonight. It's going to be hotter than a huckabuck today. Another one.
There's a text, Vinny. I was just laughing right now. It said something about, thanks, Vinny. Vinny, I want to thank you. I think I said that it was hotter than a huckabuck like 10 times yesterday.
Yeah, that would have never come out of my mouth if I didn't know Vinny. Hotter than a huckabuck is the way to describe these days we've been having. Mm. What is a huckabuck?
I don't know. Vinny?
That's exactly right. It's just an interchangeable word.
Just a word.
You just put it in wherever you need it.
So rather than hotter than hell, it's hotter than a huckabuck.
No, it's frozen dessert.
Huckabuck?
Yeah.
It's a thing?
From Louisiana. Oh.
But that would be cold.
What?
A frozen dessert? I guess pretty much everything's hotter than a huckabuck.
That's true. It would be cold. That's right. I didn't think about that. I'm just reading off of the...
Maybe it's spicy.
It's on Wikipedia.
They're wrong.
Okay.
They don't know.
Great. Huckabuck is something that's hot.
Well, no, it's just it can be anything.
Okay.
You're cuter than a huckabuck. You're whatever. It's just whatever.
I've never heard you say cuter than you.
Well, because I don't.
I only hear you say hotter than.
Right. Here's what's happening.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Google is in negotiations with the city of San Jose.
San Jose!
Dublin!
Burlingame! No, they're just in negotiations with San Jose, though, right?
Right. They want to...
this show...
Take over a giant, well, not a giant, but a piece of downtown and build more corporate headquarters.
So are there things there that are going to need to get torn down in order for them to build this whole new thing?
I don't know they're in negotiations right now. They say that Google could bring up to 20,000 jobs into the area. They're calling it the Diridon Station.
All right. Mm-hmm.
San Jose's burgeoning transit hub, extending the city's downtown core westward and bringing much-needed tax revenue and prestige because it'll be a huge Google complex.
Yeah.
But they're also, and here's the thing, this is another one of those, San Jose, plug in, pay attention, because when you start griping that Google's taken over your parts of your town, now's the time to voice that problem as being a problem for you. Not after they've done it.
Right. Because we hear the whining in San Francisco, I can't afford to live here anymore because all the, Silicon Valley people that are coming and buying everything up.
The city council voted 10-1 to enter into exclusive negotiations to sell the search giant 16 government-owned properties near the station and the SAP Center Sports and Entertainment Complex. Oh, okay, now I know exactly where that is.
Right. So it is the San Jose Diridon Station. All I'm seeing is Caltrain. Is there another, maybe the, what's their line? LRV or something like that?
I don't know.
If the city greenlights the project, Google would build up to 8 million square feet of offices and other space within the 240-acre area.
Damn.
To house thousands of tech jobs. It would also include new retail space and 3,000 housing units.
Oh. That's interesting.
Let them do it. They can pay. They can afford it. Who else is going to do it?
Yeah, Google, go ahead and take over. We're just going to lay down for it.
I mean, why the heck not, right?
Have at us.
I love Google, but there's a lot of reasons to not.
Oh.
Many people feel like the housing is so out of reach already. Are these going to be affordable homes, or are these
going to be multi-million
dollar condos with views?
Yeah.
So that's not helpful.
No. Nope.
But can you imagine like how advanced these places are going
to
be?
Oh, it's going to be state of the art.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to tear this down in 10 years to build another one because it's going to be outdated because Google is just so ahead of the curve.
But $20,000 jobs is appealing, right?
Yes, it is.
Whatever you're thinking is just going to, you want a spoon of cereal? Spoon's going to float over to your mouth. Go right in.
Nah, they'll just give you a pill and it'll take care of everything.
I'm waiting for that day.
You don't even have to have spoons
or
milk. No, you just eat a pill.
I'd love that.
Took a pill.
In a pizza. In a
pizza. Shovel peach.
Wouldn't that be great if all you had to eat the whole day was one little iota sunflower seed? Oh. shame.
And you're done eating for the day.
No, I actually enjoy eating things.
Do you like eating pasta, Vinny?
I do, but that's because I have to eat.
Do you like pizza?
Of all the things I like to eat,
he's an eat to live guy.
Pasta is one of them because it's just the same taste, texture, so you can smash it all in, swallow it all down, and move on.
You should just intubate yourself and just pour, like, smoothie everything up and pour it right into your stomach, and you'll be done. You like that idea?
It sounds like a good idea, actually. I have, like, a burrito smoothie. I'll try that.
Oh. No, you wouldn't.
Don't speak for me.
That's so gross.
Uh-oh, everyone. The movie review is 1.5 hour away.
Yeah, and they're fighting.
And they're fighting.
Warming up.
This could mean good things for the movie's reviews.
Well, it'll be more interesting for us, so we'll get to enjoy it. The fight.
People and their teeth. It's a thing.
Yeah.
65% of people brush their teeth twice a day. 28% only do it once.
Oh.
6% do it at least 3 times
a day. At least, that's me. At least 3 times
really?
A day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Be careful.
No,
Use a real soft brush?
I do, and I mean, I give it a good scrub in the morning, good scrub at night, and then generally after I eat something, I'll go in and give it a quick once over. Just light. Just get the, you know, you don't want to be walking around later with some big gunk in your face.
Just as I was reading this next fact, I remember we were talking about brushing our teeth and a texter wrote in and was like, what is this, the 50s? You have manual toothbrushes?
I like them. You know, I've tried the other ones.
73% of people, texter, use a manual toothbrush.
Oh, is that so?
It's still the norm.
Right.
Yes.
Well, but a quarter of people are using like a, what is it called? Sonicare?
Yeah, the electric
that's
toothbrush.
What I use.
Oh, you do?
Sonicare, or there's one other brand too.
Oral-B.
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like the regular. And even now, like, they build in this, like, vibration technology. And I'm like, I don't need a vibrating thing in my hand while I'm brushing my teeth. Like, it's just, you know, you can actually push the button on the toothbrush itself. And it has, like, a little.
And it makes more?
I guess so.
Nonsense?
I don't use it. Sometimes it turns on accidentally. John buys them in 10 packs at Costco. I don't know. I don't ask questions. I just brush the teeth. I don't know why they all have to have all those, like, you know, paddles on the sides now. I don't need that. Just give me a regular plain toothbrush.
All right. 51% of people brush their teeth before breakfast in the morning.
Oh. Well, I do that. Do you? The first thing I do when I get up is brush my teeth. I need to get that ugh out of my mouth.
No, I don't. I brush when I go to shower, which is later, but I haven't eaten breakfast yet. So it is before breakfast.
Mm. When you watch a movie and
yes.
people wake up in the morning in a bed and they're talking to each other. Are you always thinking like, oh, Jesus, cover up your
I don't, but you know what the funniest
out.
Thing in the world is? I look at my daughter and I just see all good all the time. Even when she's cranky and
sure.
snotty, I just walk away and let her mom deal with her. But man, she has halitosis.
Sometimes.
That little
yeah.
3-year-old, like, she'll be on my pillow and there she is face to face with me and
Oh,
no. Is that you say that to her?
No, I don't want
to. You should. Get her all freaked out about it early.
But she's got.
Kids have gross mouths, man. Everybody does, you know? And you know she's not brushing the way she should yet. She's just a little 3-year-old.
Right.
Man, it is surprising when you're like, oh, man, you seemed all peaches and cream. And that stench coming out of your head hole is
nothing
alarming.
Cuter, but yeah, you got bad breath.
Yep. And they don't get it at all, and they want to hold your face and talk right into you.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then they dare to say something to you, and you have garlic breath. Garlic.
Is that your boys?
Yeah. Oh, and they were like, if you'd come home from dinner, you know, you had drinks and some Italian food or something, you walk in to give them a kiss or whatever, they're like, garlic. So we call it garlic at my house.
That's, all right. You know. 51% of people swear they floss, plus another 22% lie about flossing. Only 27% admit, no, I don't floss.
I don't floss regularly. I floss. I do a good floss probably once a week. Mm. And then the rest of the time I use those little plastic insert things. Mm. That you,
oh, I use those too.
Yeah.
I floss all the time.
Oh, do you? No, I don't.
Yeah, I mean,
I like them because you kind of bite down on them and they go right up between your teeth. Like, my teeth are so tight. when I have to get my, like, I cut off the circulation of my fingers with the floss, and I'm trying to pull it up in between my
teeth.
Do you
use organic floss or no?
No, Hooman.
Organic floss. Jesus.
And now, nutrition facts with Hooman.
Despite its fat, content coconut oil is considered a healthy fat that can enhance heart health and weight loss.
I've just been reading that it's not. That's interesting.
That was a nutrition fact with Hooman.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Have a good baby, Rain.
Huh?
707 says, my sister and I are huge Sarah and Vinny fans, and we love you, and she's about to have a baby today. Please give Rain a shout out.
Oh, have a good baby. You don't have one of those cruddy babies. It's a big day.
Saddest thing about Thursdays is the text from listeners segment is so short.
Oh, yeah. People like the text from listeners, and they hate when it gets cut off by the movies review. You better do a good one, you guys. Make it worth it.
Don't blow it.
The pressure's on.
Yeah, it is.
Sarah, read all the books you recommend. Share your sensibilities. Have not heard you talk about The Passage.
Oh, I love The Passage. I've read all three of them.
Oh, it's a trilogy by Justin Cronin.
Yeah, it's good.
Post-apocalyptic USA with vampires and excellent writing.
Yeah, it's a crazy, it's a little tedious at times, I find. But I did very much enjoy those books. The Passage. I don't, you know, I feel like I just tear through books so fast that if we talked about what I wanted to talk about every day, we probably would just talk about books. That and koi ponds. I mean, what else is there in life?
Maybe you should do your own podcast.
Oh, funny. Crap Sarah wants to talk about. I just drone on and on about the crap I'm into. Food. It'd be food, books, jamming, yeah, and construction. That's it. That's the only thing.
The English Empire.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We could talk about the royal family. Why I think it matters. Actually, I don't think it matters. I'm just into it. Talk about Downton Abbey.
415 says, I'm a couple days late. Thanks for the kink shout out. Remember we were talking about kink closed?
Oh, yeah. And they were selling their stuff?
They're selling all the stuff, the movie props. Here's some stuff I bought, a lamp and an ottoman from Brent.
Oh, it's my boy Brent. I saw the other day.
Your boy Brent
is the guy who actually went to kink.
Yeah, and sent me some Facebook messages about what he experienced and some photos and videos and stuff like that. It was crazy.
Well, he bought some stuff from there.
Yeah. He's from the Richmond District. That's where I met him.
Oh, we should go visit him.
All right.
Would you hug a stripper? You got sparkles all over you.
What? Oh, I was wearing that mask for the
picture.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Did I hug a stripper?
I don't know.
Before I went to work?
Listen, you have nights sometimes.
Well, why would you say that into a microphone?
I just, it flew out of my mouth.
What kind of buddy are you? I mean, really? You ask him that while the mic is hot?
Listen, we got a show to do here. I want to know if he hugged a stripper last night. Is there a story behind those sparkles? Oh, it's just the picture we took earlier. Boring.
Yeah, Anita, it's just the picture we took earlier.
Don't worry, Anita. Bryn only ever says good things about Anita. She's lucky.
It's
a lot
true.
Of people gross about
don't
their
say it like
person.
It's sarcastic.
I'm yeah, not. I'm saying it quite
I say
sincerely.
Nothing but good things about her.
Sounds sarcastic to me.
Well, everything I say sounds sarcastic to you, Hooman. Even that. See?
Let's break.
Okay.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.